Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Thoughts on Texas by a retarded person.
Texas is a wonderful place to go home. It's a good place to have cowboys, boots, guns, and hats.
Howdy.
Putner. Have lakes, oceans. Like, go swimming. Go to cities or merry-go-rounds. Buy anything you want. It's fun to ride a real horse. Play basketball and watch your favorite movies. Roller coaster, go way down and up. Now that is Texas. It's all about. Person Walker, Texas Ranger.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, that rope sure held a kung fu grip on David Carradine's balls, plus yet another reason working at the Slim Jim factory sucks, and scaring elementary kids into a life of faggotry. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show, back for the Wednesday podcast. Have a fantastic program for you. I'm kind of pissed, though. My Simfuckus video that I just posted on YouTube has been deleted. It's been deemed inappropriate content by the powers that be. What we've discovered, we think, is that Simfuckus probably found the video and complained, and that's why it's been removed. What have we learned? Dragon dildos are apparently okay to view, but Simfuckus is not suitable for anyone. So there you go. I'm going to be posting another video on the feed real soon. Today I've got one just for Sideshow Freaks. But before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got Roy Killer War on the phone, everybody. We've played a bunch of clips of Roy Killer War over the last couple years. Usually, he's playing extremely loud music and is fucked up on any number of drugs. As a matter of fact, I think he's getting ready to pop a few Premarins right now.
Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding.
He's a male prostitute and probably the very definition of a careless fairy. I'm very happy to finally get him on the phone. Roy Killer War, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
What drugs are you on right now?
Do I really have to name them?
Yeah, let's go through the list.
Should we start from A to Z?
Yeah, it's probably going to take a while, huh? I'm going to get comfortable. Why did you delete your YouTube account?
I deleted my YouTube. I just deleted all the videos, and mainly because I was advertising a lot on Craigslist.
What were you advertising? Were you like lawnmowers or?
My ass.
Of course, yes.
What do you think? The thing was, all these people started, like serial killers started like going and stabbing and killing people. And there was an ABC reporter that got stabbed 47 times because he like hooked up with this kid. And, you know, there was just a whole bunch of drama with Craigslist, and I'm like, well, the last thing I need them to do is do a search on me, which I call myself Roy Killer War, and they're going to be like, well, fuck, I don't need that investigation going on. And then I have one of my boyfriends that also is doing this stalking, harassing thing with me. I had to file a police report against him because it's gone insane, like just following me, bruising me up. I'm not Rihanna, and you're no Chris Brown, all right? So you got to, like, back off.
Is this the guy that you talked about on your video with the coffee, and he...
Yeah, that's him.
That's him?
That's him.
That's one of my favorite stories that you ever told when you were playing the voicemail messages.
Like, what a fucking mess, you know? Buy me coffee. You know, he refused, and I was like, yeah, bitch, well, I'm going to leave you here, and I feel something squishy in my butt, and I'm going to go home and, like, wipe it up. So I did. I was like, motherfucker, fuck me when I pass out, because I'll pass out. I told you that. I pass out. And usually by the end of when I wake up, three or four guys have already had their way with me. And then, you know, someone's happy, but my underwears are pretty much gone to shreds.
How often do you pass out?
I don't know if I necessarily pass out. I pass out and I black out. I had a client the other day. I apparently went to his place. I don't remember what I did. I know I got paid. I don't know. I don't know what I did. I know he was I remember him jamming his fucking cock down my throat so hard that I was like, oh my God, this guy is just out for fucking to get his, I don't know, anger out of him. I don't know.
How much do you charge?
My hourly rate is $250.
Do you have different tiers of pricing? Like if I want oral or anal, or is it just like anything goes?
You know, first of all, you know, I know what I look like. You know, I know that I'm hot and I work out and I, you know, I take care of myself and I'm going to make sure when I go in there, I'm going to be whatever fantasy that you want me to be. Right? I'm not going to be some fucking streetwalker who's going to charge you $20 and probably, you know, just hasn't washed his ass out in fucking months. So it's all about that type of quality. But most of the clients that are willing to pay the $250 are, you know, they want company. Some of them will just enjoy a blowjob. Some of them will just eat my ass out for days. Sometimes I'll eat their asses out.
I mean, that must be great when a guy just wants to eat your ass out, because you just basically have to just, you know, bend over and, you know, read a magazine, right? That's easy money.
That's what I say, you know? And yeah. Then, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I could do this for $250, bend over.
Now, when you left a voicemail for me, you mentioned that you were with a guy and he was really large and he pulled out some peanut butter. Now, if your client gets a bad case of shit dick from you, do you, like, give him a discount or is it still, like, the $250?
Oh, hell no, honey. It's still the $250.
It comes
with the territory, honey.
Yeah.
You know? You're asking for trouble, first of all, if you're going up that hole.
Yeah, exactly.
And then let me tell you what. This guy has such a big fucking dick. He pounded my ass doggy style for I don't know how long until he tells me, oh, well, I can't come while I'm fucking. I'm like thinking in my head, all right, so you sodomized me in a very painful way to do I don't know what, to pull out so that you can jack off while I lick your nipple and then you can come. Did you get any satisfaction out of, you know, tearing my uterus out of my fucking ass? It was really like kind of.
If the only way you can come is by jerking off, I mean, what's the point? I mean, what's the point of sex then? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make
exactly
sense.
Why sodomize me if you're not going to be able
right, just
to
jerk
come?
Off.
I guess it was and like, you know, I gave him head and
sure,
I licked
sure.
his balls.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he was very clean and very good looking, and he, you know, he had a nice body and everything, but he just I guess maybe he felt he had to get his $250 worth and leave that memorable moment in my. So I guess in return I left him a little puddle on his bed.
All right, so I got a couple questions here from listeners. I asked them to send in questions. Cheryl Prolapse writes in. She wants to know if you would do scat or piss, and what are your favorite fetishes?
Okay, piss, someone can do that on me. Scat, I'm going to probably charge a lot more, but I did have a client that wanted me to shit in his, he had a rimming chair, he said $500 to shit in his mouth, and then $500 extra to make him, to force him to eat it. I'm like, yeah, well, I got to shit anyway, so I might as well get paid for it. You know, he wouldn't answer his door. He was so high on crystal meth, you know, so it was like, that was a waste of my time. But yeah, I would do it, you know. I mean, I've had guys, like, pee over my head and pee in my mouth over toilets. I'm like, I don't want to get pee all over your floor, so let me put my head over the toilet, and you can pee on my mouth and my face, and you know, and I'll spit it out, but I'm not going to drink it.
Yeah. You know, I always wonder, like, people that are into scat, I haven't had a chance to interview someone who's into it, but I'm curious to know, like, what kind of shit they consider to be the best. Because, you know, like, there are, like, the tiny little nuggets, there's the mushy, and then there's, like, the explosive diarrhea. I just wonder what they, like, what turns them on the most. I would assume, like, the mushy kind of really...
Yeah, the mushy. No, he sent me pictures of him eating it.
And it was mushy.
And, he likes the mushy, and more the better, and it's said, and he likes to take pictures of himself with it, like, all caked up around his mouth, because he thinks it's attractive.
Right.
Fetishes, for me, I love balls, I love testicles, I love cock, I love ass, I love feet.
Feet? I could get behind all that other stuff, I guess, but feet are so disgusting.
You don't like feet?
People are on their feet all day long, right? That's like 150 plus pounds every day of pressure being applied to their feet. It's stinky, it's disgusting, people get weird funguses on that. What do you do with it? What do you suck their toes and shit?
No, I massage them, I kiss them, I make them better. I'm like, these are the babies that keep you up all day. These are what keep my man going. And especially if they're really big and beautiful, I could just start. Oh, and you know what else?
What?
Does it for me? Gingers, a big red bush.
The bigger the bush, the better when it comes to gingers, okay?
Oh, yes. And I want, like, purple veins all over the cock. Oh, yeah.
So you like veiny cocks.
Yeah.
A couple more questions here. Are your customers... Oh, this is a stupid question. Centered Type asks, are your customers gay or closeted? And then he would also like to know, when is the busiest time for, like, business-wise? What time of year, I guess, does business really pick up? I'm guessing Mother's Day or, you know, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor or something.
I have gotten a few married men. A married man that, you know, will put me up in a hotel and they want to experiment with, you know, an escort because they know that, you know, the chances are of them ever seeing them again is slim and it's not going to ruin their marriage, but they still want to try it out and, you know, they're fascinated with it and so forth and so forth. Well, what's the second part of that?
What time of year is the busiest time for you?
What time of the year?
So stupid.
I would say, I guess, like, winters tend to be a little bit busy,
right.
I guess because people are a little bit lonelier.
Yeah, they need the warmth.
You know?
Michael wants to know, what two drugs mix best before an ass raping?
God.
These are tough questions, I know.
If it's going to be a big fucking, you know, if it's going to be I like to mix crystal meth with Xanax because the crystal meth loosens up your butthole and makes you extremely horny, and then the Xanax relaxes you so you're not paranoid.
Okay, there you go. Crystal meth and Xanax. Let's see. What else do we have here?
And you put the crystal meth in your ass.
You do not do,
yeah,
you really?
You can get a syringe and mix the crystal meth with water and just squirt it all the way up in there. Or you can take, like, vitamin pills, put the meth inside, take all the vitamin out, and then put the crystal meth in there. Shove the pill as far up inside your anus as you can and let it dissolve. Maybe do a somersault and let it, you know, stay in there. And then your veins in there or whatever will fucking absorb it, and that's the best high.
Well, there you go.
A couple of Xanax, bend over, and go to work.
That's very informative. That's a nice recipe. You're like the Rachel Ray of gay sex. Do you, Michael also would like to know, do you hold the cum in your ass, or do you spit it out? I guess that's two different areas. Like, if, you know, you'd spit it out if it's in your mouth. If someone's coming in your ass, then it's, you know, in your ass, right?
Yeah, I don't think I know how to spit come out of my ass.
That's
most
a talent.
Guys don't come, belching, is that what it's called?
That's when
I don't
someone
know
else
how to do that.
That's when someone else sucks the cum out of your ass.
Well, if they want to, they can. You know, I have no problems with that. You know, go right into town. I'm pretty sure they've done it. I just don't remember. But yeah, I'll spit the cum out of my mouth, and for the most part, you know, I will use protection with most of anyone that's penetrating me, unless there's a conversation before regarding any type of things.
Right, exactly. Well, that's good. At least you're being safe about it. Roy, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good night.
Oh, I certainly will now. The great Roy Killer War, everybody. What a fantastic interview. Can you guess what my favorite line from that whole exchange was? You'll be hearing this a lot more on the program.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Yeah, I could just listen to this over and over on an infinite loop.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
If I ever get to heaven, right, if there's some sort of clerical error in the afterlife and I'm sent to heaven, my personal heaven would be this.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole. Crystal meth loosens up your butthole. Crystal meth loosens up your butthole. Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Butthole. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Please consider signing up for the Distorted View Sideshow. It's our member site. You get tons of exclusive content every week. Bonus episodes, video cast, extended shows. Today, as a matter of fact, we have an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. Later today, an exclusive video. And I'm assuming, you know, as YouTube deletes my videos, those will become Sideshow exclusive as well, I guess. I don't know. I certainly hope that's not a trend. So yeah, superfreaksideshow.com, DV's official member site. Support the show. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget, we have a contest going for everyone, not just Sideshow members. You can win a $200 Chumby. They're very cool. Check out Chumby.com for more information on that. It's a cool little internet device. You can do all sorts of stuff with it. Anyways, all you have to do, it's very simple. Just check out my videos up on YouTube. My username is Distorted View Show. Right now, I only have one video on there. One was deemed, you know, too hot for YouTube. And surprisingly, it wasn't the video about dildos. Anyways, all you have to do is subscribe to the videos, comment on them, rate them. I'll pick one deserving YouTuber and give them a chumby. So there you go. Tell all your friends about the videos, get them to watch. I'm very excited about doing these videos, and I want as many people as possible to watch them, all right? So there you go. Sign up for the Sideshow, check out my YouTube videos. Got that all taken care of. Let's get into the news right now. First up, primary school children in Broadstairs, England, were given an assembly about homosexuality in which they were played an Elton John song, sparking accusations they had been left confused. If I like Tiny Dancer, does that make me gay? Answer yes. Children as young as 4 were among the pupils told about same-sex relationships as part of the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. I wish I would have known when that day was. I would have called and harassed some gay bars. Would have been a good bit. Oh well, we kind of celebrated International Gay Day with Roy Killer War, I guess. During the talk, children at Bromstone Primary in Broadstairs were played music by Elton John and told he was homosexual. A string of parents have since complained their children were left confused and worried by the assembly. Gemma Martin, 28, whose daughter Chloe, 7, and Danny, 4, are both pupils, said it's meant a number of girls are worried about being friends with each other. Little girls often cuddle with each other if one of them is crying or has fallen over, and now they're afraid to do that in case the others think that they're gay. I love that the whole point of the assembly was to teach children that it's okay. It's okay. There are gay people out there in the world, and now children are frightened about becoming gay. I hope I don't catch the queer! Michelle Cosgrove, 33, said a number of parents had felt the school had not listened to their complaints about the assembly, and they were treated as homophobic just for asking why they weren't consulted. Lorna Malloy, 38, added, my 9-year-old daughter Melissa told me there was a photo of two men lying down together with their feet intertwined. I think for the older children, they could understand as they tend to know about things already, but for my younger daughter Kira, I think it was quite confusing. Nigel Utton, the headmaster, said the assembly was about bullying in general and only contained a section about homophobia. How did that presentation go down? And by the way, don't beat up gay people. Now here's a song by Elton John. Benny and the Jam. All right, in a statement sent out to schools by the Council Education Officer Lynn Miller, young children are exposed at a very early age to homophobic language. Some of my younger listeners learned it right here on Distorted View. Ting! Pupils may call each other gay without really understanding what it means. It means to suck cock and take it up the ass. Hit it, Elton. I would have liked to know her, but I was just a kid. Na 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 na, candle in my ass. Okay. The statement went on to say, if such usage is not challenged, it makes it much more difficult to address homophobic bullying in secondary schools. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today.
So
please
let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Okay. You know what Father of the Year Alec Baldwin means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's another one about David Carradine. Slowly but surely, we're getting the full picture of what's going on here. Speaking of picture, did you see that someone released a photo of David Carradine after he'd committed suicide? Like, he's hanging, he's bound. Someone suggested that it looks like he's wearing, like, stockings, like female stockings. Just really into weird shit. The rope around his cock and everything. The controversy surrounding David Carradine's death continues to spiral, and more evidence is pointing towards an accidental death from autoerotica. David Carradine, who was found dead, bound by a rope, and wearing fishnet stockings last week, so I guess it's been confirmed, has four wives. What? And his third is speaking out about David's likening for bondage. Carradine's third ex-wife. Oh, okay, so he's not married to four people right now. He's had four wives. Carradine's third ex-wife, Gail Jensen, tells Patricia Towle in a recent interview, I don't know who that is, David was pretty strange. He would like to get tied up. No shit. He would tie himself up, and I would walk in and see him and say, oh my god, David, you gotta be kidding me. And I would turn around and walk out. I would leave him to his own devices. He liked to be tied up, and he could tie himself up. He spent days planning a different feature. He would go to a hardware store and buy that stuff. Pretty heavy duty. Jensen stated, however, that David never choked himself. The couple divorced in 1997. I should have asked Roy Killer War if he's ever tried autoerotic asphyxiation or if he's ever choked a bitch. He would probably have great advice for David Carradine. If only David knew Roy Killer War, none of this would have happened. He would have gave David some excellent advice.
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Yeah, like that. All right, final story we have for you today. I don't know if this is necessarily distorted view-worthy. It is very funny, though. Two people were missing and 21 injured, four critically, after an explosion at a Slim Jim meat products plant in North Carolina. Snap into it! Slim Jims are really disgusting as hell. I can understand, like, beef jerky, you know, and stuff like that. But the, you know, Slim Jims are, like, real tiny brown log-shaped things, and they're all really greasy and shit. They're, like, slippery in your hands, and then you bite down on it, and it's got, like, that... You pull off the meat, but it's, like, it's not a clean cut, you know what I mean? Like, it's got, like, that slim... those Slim Jim fibers, meat fibers dangling from it. Oh, it's so gross. Who did the Slim Jim commercials? It was one of those old wrestlers, right? It was either, like, Hulk Hogan or Randy Savage, it might have been. They all sound the same, those old wrestlers. Ooh, brother! Stop and do a Slim Jim! Alright, yes, two people were missing and 21 injured, four critically, after an explosion at a Slim Jim meat products plant in North Carolina. Jeffrey Hammerstein, district chief with the Wake County Emergency Medical Services, said a third person initially reported missing was found and taken to the hospital. And fucking Slim Jim's lodged in his eye socket. Authorities were searching for two others. We don't know if they're in the building or not, but we're going back to look for them. Chris Woods, a worker at the facility, said he started running after feeling an explosion around 11 a.m. Quote, I was picking up a piece of meat off the line. He must have been with quality control. And I felt it. The percussion in my chest, Wood said. One of the guys I was working with got blown back. He flew backwards, Wood said. He later saw people with burns on stretchers. Hammerstein said 5 injured people were tagged as priority patients with serious conditions. About 900 people covering 4 shifts work at the 50,000 square foot plant. Really? It takes that many people to produce such a shitty product? Amazing. Yes, it's considered one of ConAgra's largest plants. Obviously, our first priority is the safety of our employees, which, you know, you guys failed miserably at, and the community, and making sure our employees are accounted for and working with them to get them whatever they might need. ConAgra was sending a team of experts to the facility and helping local authorities. The plant was last inspected by the North Carolina Department of Labor for Workplace Safety last July, and no violations were found. So there you go. Just a freak accident at the Slim Jim plant. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies here.
Hi, it's Tori. Just a couple of things. One, yes, you did already do that menstrual blood veggie combo.
Yeah, I thought we might have.
News story. And you, in fact, used some of the same punchlines as you did in the first one, which I thought was pretty funny.
It was so good the first time I did it again. I think, you know, it's funny because I don't remember doing that news story, and I think that my jokes are new when I'm, you know, doing it again, but apparently they're not.
Second of all,
funny how my brain works. Goes right to the same stuff.
Someone should stop beating up on Tone Deaf Sean, because personally, I think he's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? I was reading, I've been doing a lot of reading the comments on my YouTube videos and talking to people on there, like replying to their comments. I'm trying to be a little more accessible, I guess is the word. So I've been replying to a lot of the comments, and a couple people on YouTube were talking about Tone Deaf Sean and how they love him. So
everyone calls in and complains about him, and he completely ignores them. And I think he probably calls in all those times updating you on what part of the highway he's on just to piss them off.
Yeah, he's just being a dick now. Another reason I love Tone Deaf Sean. Let's move on here, see what my other freaks are up to today.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow Member Bunny, and to all these stuttering communities calling in and bitching, and, well, they're not really calling in, but they're leaving messages. Yeah, fuck them. fuck them. I am a fellow victim of having a speech impediment. That's why I talk real slow and...
gotta make sure it all comes out right.
So, and you know what? You're hilarious.
Thank you. Maybe it was the stutterers who got my video banned on YouTube. They're out for blood now. It's war, bitches.
Hey, Tim, Mac Daddy. So that story about the woman, the old crotchety bitch who got stuck in the bathtub for like 3 days.
Yeah.
That just proves one thing. All senior citizens should have microwaves.
That's right. Very good.
Holy fuckbag, Tim. That story about the elderly woman stuck in the fucking bathtub. Oh my god, I was squirming. I was so, just like many of your stories that you share with us, I was sure that was an onion story. I was just waiting for you to say, oh, this is an onion. But no, I mean, picture perfect down to... I love the Indian casino. I love the
buffet. Yeah. Like she's a fucking walking stereotype.
Fucking grimy old people.
Yeah.
Just spewing their nonsense. Oh. Why they have to find her?
Too.
They could have just buried her tub and all.
Nonsense.
Ugh. Fucking elderly.
Use that tub as a casket.
Tim, Harris from Portland, Oregon.
Hello.
I just walked by a bus stop, and there were 3 black guys eating
schrock. Check for your wallet. Is it still there?
It is a salsa. New black soul food? I don't know. Anyway,
salsa? All right. Who knows?
Yeah,
sure. Okay. Yep. Christmas shoes in June.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Draxonomous here.
Ooh, yes.
Thank you for helping me out with my membership bullshit.
No problem.
Appreciate it. I was listening to some older episodes, and I noticed that, you know, over the years, your excitement level has really increased on the program.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, you'd start out the program and be like, yes, Timothy James Henson with you. It sounded like you didn't even want to be there. And then now you're, you know, onto the yes.
Yes, I know.
Program.
I'm excited. So, I'm pumped to be doing this show for you.
I'm wondering if maybe you could do an impression of what your excitement level is going to sound like in a year or two, because I imagine it's going to be really exaggerated.
Yeah, I don't know where to go, because it is sort of ramping up. I noticed that, too. Like, back in the 2005, 2006 shows, I was, you know, not dull, but I was just, you know, just reading stories, doing my show, playing some funny audio. And now I'm getting more into it. And, you know, at its, I'm going to have a heart attack, I think, on the program.
I wish I could leave you a pussy queef. I'd probably make more money. It's Roy. It's like 11:45.
Roy, haven't we heard enough from you? We've learned so much today.
I'm in the gym, and I am,
by the way, he must have sent this before we did the interview.
A phone call at, like, around 1:30, I guess. From your email. So I just wanted to let you know that if I do not pick up, I will be not passed out in some alley having sex and sharing dirty needles.
All right. I'm so glad we finally got a hold of Roy Killer War.
Hey, Tim. It's Tone Deaf Chicken Tetrazzini.
Very good. All right, we're going to end right there. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God. You guys know what I'm going to play here, don't you?
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Yes. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now, because we've got an extended show, which means if you're Sideshow members, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. And don't forget, subscribe to my YouTube videos. There's a link on the show notes. My YouTube name is Distorted View Show. Comment, rate the videos, all that good stuff. We will be back tomorrow with the Big Thursday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it easy. You acted surprised and I just rolled my eyes. It's gonna be alright. Just so we're straight and you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
Because if we're in a lower level of it and we hooked on the penis power and this man won't even buy you some shrimp from Long John Silver's and what that plate, what, $2.99? But he can give you a mouthful of sperm and a rectum full of sperm.